Ever feel like you're always making bad hires? You're not alone. With our help, get the inside edge on finding the right people, protecting your company, and defending your bottom dollar. This is Successful Hire.
Tuesday! Podcast day!
Yes, it is, Todd. It is Tuesday, and it's podcast time. So, today on our broadcast, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about the reports that we recommend for our clients. We're going to go through the process of what one of our reports is compiled of, the process that we use, and why we feel it is the best process available.
Okay, well, I've never heard this podcast before, so what kind of reports are we talking about?
We're talking about pre-employment background checks.
Okay, Troy. Very good.
And a lot of people say they do background checks, but they don't tell you what kind of background check they're doing. Some of them are just going to Google and doing a Google search.
Typing in a name, seeing what comes up. See what high school I went to, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, because you can make a hiring decision on that.
Exactly.
Oh, look, a white male who goes to the Christian church. And, you know, because if you do that, you'll come across protected class information. That's why Google's not a good way to do it.
Right.
Other people are just going to the sex offender registry, which is great. There's good information there, but it's just one piece of a background check. In a background check, we like to do as many components as possible. We kind of build a puzzle. We put the pieces of a puzzle together to give you the complete picture of your applicant, Troy.
Okay, so what's the process? Todd, tell me the first thing that we do when we run a background check.
The first thing we do is ID verification. Let's figure out who the person is.
So identity verification.
Identity verification.
Okay, and how do we do that?
We use a loose database. We get our information from the post office, from credit headers, warranty cards. So it comes from a lot of different areas, because what we're trying to do is we want to know who is using that Social Security number and where they have been using it and how long they've been using it.
So where they've been using it, like where they live?
Right.
Okay.
Where we've seen it. So where they're saying their address is. So they've lived in Kansas for 7 years. Or Oklahoma for the last 2 years. We need to know everywhere that applicant's been, because the next part of the report is we're going to go to where they've been and look for breadcrumbs or criminal records.
So we're actually going to travel to that community and go to that court?
That's the way it used to be done.
Wow.
We had people all across the nation. We still do have hundreds of court researchers across the nation that can go to the courthouses and retrieve the information for us. But Troy, now we live in the age of technology.
Right, but not everybody's caught up with technology, so we have to have those people in certain areas that can do that. But for the most part, we use the internet.
For the most part, we do. A lot of the courthouses, we have special access that we pay for to get into the court systems to be able to do the access. And then we also, like I said, we do have a bunch of court researchers who will go to the courthouse for us.
So can anybody get online and do these searches that we do? Or,
you know, some of the information we pull is public record, so it can be retrieved by anybody. But every county has its own special tricks to get the information. So that's where we employ professional researchers who know the tricks in each area. So we'll have some people who will do, you know, Kansas. They're done one certain way. Tennessee could be done completely different. So we have someone who's very familiar with the Tennessee courts do the Tennessee searches.
Right. And who wants the headache of trying to figure out all these tricks,
right? Absolutely.
Just hire the professional.
Well, that's what we try to do. We try to let HR professionals worry about human resource matters, sick leave, insurance, you know, all the fun things they get to deal with.
Hiring and firing.
There you go. One of your favorite parts of the job.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
So anyway, we're back on step one still, where we verify who the person is. And another example there is, if you search the wrong name, the entire search is no good. Okay, so what we do is, first we verify the name. Say the guy's name is Richard.
But everybody calls Richard Bubba.
Bubba. So Bubba puts down Bubba on his application, because that's who Bubba is. To Bubba, he's Bubba.
Right.
That's what everybody calls him. So they put that down, and we run the criminal search on Bubba. Guess what? When he gets pulled over, cop comes up and says, "Sir, you were speeding. I'm sorry." And he hands him the license and it says, "Richard." So guess what goes on the ticket? So that's a speeding ticket, but if it's a criminal case, it's the same thing. So it's filed underneath their legal name, Troy.
Not their nickname.
Not their nickname. So we got to start at square one. And you know, criminals know this trick. It's called the one-digit exchange. So if they change the spelling of their name, or they change a day in their birth date, or a number in their social security number, they can disappear from a garbage in, garbage out type of background check.
They can go off the grid.
Off the grid.
Wow.
So it is kind of scary. And that's why that's the most important search we do. Start with a name verification. So we start with that.
So what's the second step that we do? Once the name verification comes back, we know that's who this person is. What do we do next?
The next part is the previous address search.
So where they've lived the past 7 years?
Correct.
Is that as far as we go back?
No, we'll actually get the list. It'll go back for, man, I think mine goes back 30 years on me.
Oh, wow.
So, but industry standard only calls for really going back 7 years on a criminal search. We have quite a few clients who want us to go back 10 years, and we can do that. We can go back further than that. It just gets to a point of some of the records are harder to get, but they are available, so we can do what the client wants. But really, criminal records, we'll talk about this in another podcast, Troy, but you're looking for a pattern. And if someone has criminal tendencies, every 7 years, they're going to probably have a crime on their record, if not every 7 months. So we're just looking for those habitual offenders. 7 years is a good industry standard. That's what we recommend.
Okay.
So anyway, so we get that list of where they've lived. We'll show you that whole list, but we're only going to go back and research 7 years of it.
Okay.
Unless the client was different. So, and that's really interesting because if someone's lived in Kansas, since we're located in Kansas, we're going to pick on Kansas. If they've always lived here, why do we need to search Oklahoma? That's a trick question. If they have always lived in Colorado, then why do we do a Kansas search? You need to go where the person's been. You know, if you lose your keys, you're not going to go out to the front yard and look for them because you were in the house the whole time. You know,
you're going to look in the house.
You're going to look in the house.
You're going to tear it upside down.
That's the way the game works.
That's right.
That's the second piece of the puzzle.
So what's the third piece? So we get the identity verification, so we know who this person is. We got the correct social security number.
Right.
We find all the previous addresses where they've lived in the past 7 years.
Right.
And we look for hits on that. So if we find hits, is that the third step?
Right. The third step is looking for those hits, going to those counties, doing the record search that we want to do in those counties. Most background checks are a criminal record search. That's where we're looking for misdemeanor and felony information. We can also do civil searches in those counties, which are protection from abuse, protection from stalking, monies being owed. Those are all stored at the county level. If you get a ticket or if you get picked up for stealing, it's going to be at that county courthouse. We like to call that the origination of the information. That's always your best source. So that's where we're going to go to find it.
And I said hits. It's kind of a slang term in the industry, isn't it? We're really talking about charges here.
Charges, correct. Well, and actually not even charges, because you can be charged with a crime, but...
not convicted.
But not convicted of it.
Okay.
So really, we want to go after convictions. That's what you want to make your decisions off of. Because you can be charged, and you're innocent until you're proven guilty.
In this country, but we like to look at reports, you're guilty until you're proven innocent.
That's right. That's a little trick our researchers use, is they do look at everybody like they're guilty. And we go out and we try to prove them innocent. I mean, we're out there working for our clients and for the safety of their employees. We do background checks for a lot of schools and churches, and so we're protecting kids. So we want to go, and you know what? We would rather err on the side of having someone be guilty than innocent when they're working with that population. Because right. We can always go through and verify that it's not them and clear their name.
It looks like we're just about out of time today, so we'll just have to finish up the report the next podcast. Real quick, what are the next steps that we have to follow in this report?
Well, we're really close to having the basis of a background check completed. The next step is we like to do a 50-state sex offender search and a national criminal or a multi-jurisdiction national criminal search. We can probably talk about a whole other podcast about those two searches. That's the basis of a background check. So let's talk about the other two next week.
This has been Successful Hire. My name's Troy.
And my name's Todd.
And we'll see you next time.
Booyah.
Thank you for listening to the Successful Hire podcast. For more information, please visit our website at www.natsb.com or send us an email at info@natsb.com.